This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with former American Idol finalist Kimberly Locke in just a moment. But first, seven little-known side effects of daylight saving time. Number one, our bodies may never adjust to the new time. A person's biological clock cannot be fooled, and the change could damage health. Research shows people don't have a problem adjusting to the end of daylight saving time in the fall. Number two, time change reduces the duration and efficiency of sleep. A person losing an hour of sleep reduced their sleeping efficiency by 10%. Number three, daylight saving time could result in more heart attacks. Scientists in Michigan found heart attacks increased by 25% on the Monday following daylight saving time compared to a normal Monday. Number four, an increased risk of suicide for vulnerable individuals. A study showed disruptions of sleep patterns with people who are bipolar can be deadly. Male suicide rates go up in the weeks following daylight saving time. An increase in workplace injuries. The Monday after an hour of sleep was lost led to more injuries and ones that were more severe. And lower SAT scores, apparently. And number seven, when we're tired, we cyberloaf. People are more tired from the beginning of the work week, so they spend more time on Facebook and on personal email instead of doing work. Studies found a dramatic increase after daylight saving went into effect. There's a new website that collects unused makeup, which you can buy and sell to other users. The site, MakeupExchanger.com, will have makeup sold around 70% off list price, which is a huge win for shoppers. All purchases on the site will be protected by PayPal. Snuggy Maker All-Star Marketing Group has agreed to pay over $7 million to the Federal Trade Commission for adding hidden processing and handling fees to orders without telling buyers. The company added a $7.95 processing and handling fee to their product, the Magic Mesh. The company offered the product as a two-for-one deal and then charged $15.90. The FTC ruled the company will need to make it clear how many products a person buys and how much they cost before they get billed. All-Star has had to pay another $500,000 to a New York State office to settle a separate case. Harrison Ford had to crash land his small plane on a golf course near Los Angeles. The 72-year-old actor and veteran pilot suffered moderate injuries, including cuts to his head. Ford reported engine trouble and requested permission to make an emergency return to the Santa Monica Airport soon after taking off. He landed on the course in Venice, California instead. And two doctors who happened to be on scene treated him until he was transported to the hospital. NBC reports that he appeared to be flying solo in a World War II-era training plane, and CNN reported that he appeared to hit some trees on the way down. However, Ford avoided crashing into homes. A rep for Ford says Harrison was flying a World War II vintage plane today, which stalled upon takeoff. He had no other choice but to make an emergency landing, which he did safely. The injuries sustained are not life-threatening, and he is expected to make a full recovery. And Tom Hanks stars in a video for Carly Rae Jepsen called I Really Like You. The music video for the song was filmed last month in New York City and also stars Justin Bieber. In the video, Hanks is rushing to meet Jepsen and stops to take selfies with fans as he mimes to the words of the song. A weekly visitor here is Kimberly Locke, the former American Idol finalist from season two. Kimberly, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, as always.
As always. And one of the things that, of course, we always come back to, because you are, after all, the artist, the coach, the cook at KimberlyLockOfficial.com, the redesigned, beautiful website that you have.
Thank you.
One of the things, of course, is the first thing is artist. And so I'm curious if you've had a chance to take a look at this year's Idol. I know you're a very busy lady, but I know that you also kind of keep tabs on what's going on there. I guess they're down to the final 12 this week.
Yeah, I actually got to take a look at last week, I believe, when the guys were performing, and they were doing their live performance in the theater, which is so different than what we did when we were on. So I've been checking it out here and there.
Yeah, they're in Detroit. I'm not quite sure why, but they've been performing out of Detroit for a couple of weeks.
And oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting for Detroit. I'm not quite sure. Maybe the venue
that
they had in Los Angeles Hollywood, whatever, is not available. But
well, don't forget that Ford is, there's a big Ford headquarters there in Detroit, and Ford is a major sponsor. So they probably have done some type of connection there, because I think they're at the Fillmore Theater. I actually performed there last year. So that's probably why they're there.
Well, you know, you hit it right on the head. I hadn't even thought of that, but that makes perfect sense.
Now you know.
And that's the side of show business that many people don't understand. The product placement, the endorsements, the little features,
absolutely,
the vignette. All of that goes hand in hand. What did you experience from that whole thing, that aspect of it?
You know, it was very, that's a really good question, because it was very interesting, you know, to have, you know, it was interesting to be on American Idol to begin with, but then to have all of the other things in addition to performing that we had to do for the sponsors like Ford and Coca-Cola. And, you know, I remember going into the supermarket and there was a display right in the middle of the floor full of Coca-Cola cans, and my face was on the Coca-Cola can. And so I was like, how did that happen? How does this work? And, you know, that's kind of one of the things that when you get onto American Idol, you kind of release the likeness, your likeness, to not only American Idol, but to the sponsors as well. So they can use your likeness in however which way they choose.
Oh, now that's really interesting. So you had no idea until you saw your picture on the can.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a holiday. They had done a special edition of a Coca-Cola can, and it was the top five from season two. We were on the can, and I didn't even, you know, silly me, now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't even buy a pack. So I don't even have them.
You gotta be kidding.
I know, hindsight 2020, I should have picked up a can.
Well, we gotta find out if there's any out there somewhere. I'm sure that someone would love to give them to you.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Well, you know, it's funny, but I guess when you sign that contract, sometimes, you know, they say read, the small print. They basically own you for a certain time period, right? I mean, you're not still on Coca-Cola cans.
No, but that's part of the trade-off. And people talk about, you know, oh, that's a bad trade-off. But I think that when you look at the magnitude of the show and all of the opportunities that you get from being a part of that show, I believe that it's a risk worth taking. It's well worth signing away, you know, things like that for a short period of time. You know, now the people who win, you know, they are locked in a little longer, but for those of us who are not signed and we go off and do our own things, then it's well worth it in my eyes.
Well, yeah, and any publicity like that is good. I mean, it's kind of cool to be on a soda can, I would think.
Absolutely. Coca-Cola, nonetheless. It's not just any soda can.
Right. Now, don't you wish you had a six-pack of the Kimberly Lock Coke?
You know what? Now that we're talking about it, I'm going to go online and see if I can find it.
eBay.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to look on eBay. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be there.
That's so funny. And what was your interaction with Ford? Did they give you a car or place you in a car and shoot a commercial?
No, actually, they did not, but we did have to shoot all the little mini videos and the mini commercials for Ford, and the winners got cars, but the rest of us did not, so it was kind of, you know, it was part of the package, but we did a lot of, you know, all those videos. In addition, I can remember many nights that we were up to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get that shot right for those mini videos, because they played them during the show every week.
Yeah, so the turnaround was very quick on the production there.
Very quick, yeah, very quick.
And ever since, you've driven Toyotas.
Mercedes, but yeah.
Well, did you learn from that experience now when you talk to product placement people and people that run
Absolutely.
Big companies? It had to be an education, really.
Yeah, it was. And that's what I tell people about being on American Idol. Like, you have to go in with an open mind and be a student, because it is a tremendous learning opportunity. I was just watching a commercial the other day, and I look at commercials completely differently, you know, completely different than I did before. You know, because you get such an understanding of how it works and, you know, what it means to have a celebrity endorse a product and to have those two brands come together, you know, there's always, it's always what's in it for them, but also what's in it for you. And I think every artist, especially these contestants that are on American Idol right now, they don't know it, but they should be thinking about who they would like to work with, because those opportunities, they may very well present themselves, or they could go to those brands themselves and say, look, I love your product. I'd love to find out how we can work together. Because, you know, even when I came off of American Idol, I was a spokesmodel for Lane Bryant. I was the face of Lane Bryant for like 2 years. And then I was with Jenny Craig for two years. And those are huge brand endorsements.
That's something that everybody, you know, hopes for, especially if it's a particular product that you really do use and really do love.
Exactly. And those are great opportunities to expand your brand.
You've done it very well in your career since American Idol. As we said, the artist, the coach, the cook, Kimberly Locke. I love that triad.
Thank you very much. I love hearing you say it.
All right. And so go to KimberlyLockeOfficial.com. Next week, we'll find out whether she tracked down any Kimberly Locke Coca-Cola cans.
That's right. I'm going to find out for you.
And with Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.